Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to another edition of the Candle Shore podcast. However, I'm starting a series on what's called Mark's Jukebox. And the primary reason is, with all the podcasts I've done recently, I get so many emails, wonderful emails and phone calls, people asking about where and why I play the music that I play in the background. It's kind of a tapestry for the work that I'm doing. I must admit, this has been totally unexpected. I like the background music in different shows, but I never dreamed that so many people would take note of the background music. So I decided that maybe I'm going to give this a shot. I don't know how long it'll last. If I get enough positive feedback and people find it interesting, then I'll continue. But right now I'm calling this series Mark's Jukebox, and I'm going to play a series of some of my favorite songs. But not just play them, and some of them will be cover pieces, not necessarily by the original artist, but by people that I particularly like. And I will attempt to tell you why I keep it, why it's my favorite, or what was going on with me at the time, and then I'll play the song, kind of give you an introduction and play the song. So we'll get started, and let's hope it works out okay. So this first song, I have thousands of songs on my iPhone, and most of those are organized into albums. But I do have a couple of playlists called Jukebox 1, 2, 3. I should have it. And so this is what I'm going to pull the first few songs from, because it was just almost impossible to decide where to begin. So the first selection that you'll be hearing is one of my favorite songs. I don't always remember the years that they came out, but I do remember what I was thinking at the time. Or what was going on with me at the time. I went away. I was at a couple of schools. I went to several high schools. By the way, some of these songs are going to be a little old because I'm an old man. But it seems like one thing I never liked about the school year was that it would end. This is before the days of year-round schools. So I know a lot of people won't understand, but a lot of young people. And this particular spring, I guess it would be, I like this girl a great deal. And I'll tell you more about her down the road. Okay, I think it's and by the way, I got to tell you, I'm getting older and I can't keep all the girls straight. And not all the songs that I have here are going to be because of women that I liked or girls that I liked. Although it may seem that way at first. So anyway, this is one girl. I guess we were about the same age, somewhere in our teens or something, And I had liked her for a long time. And I know she liked me, but for some reason, I can't explain it now. Looking back, I've been thinking, what took so long? But my only goal in the last month of school was to find a way to give this girl a kiss. I swear, that's all I could think. And I was a late bloomer, I gotta tell you, I was not the Casanova that you see before you today. And I remember this song. I don't know how exactly it happened, but one day we were somewhere. I guess we were downtown or somewhere in the city. This has been in Kentucky. I think it was Kentucky. It must have been Kentucky. Work with me. Let's just assume it was Kentucky. And she had been, looking back, she had really done a great job of trying to get me to kiss her or give her a kiss on the mouth, you understand? I'd kissed on the cheek or something, and I'm sure she'd kissed me on the cheek, but on the mouth, now that was a whole new session. That was a whole new thing. So anyway, I think I wasted 3 weeks of that last month, always wimping out in the end. And I think before maybe the last week, I don't know how it happened. She was reaching up for something, either getting something off a shelf. We might have been in a Kroger's or something. I can't remember. And she turned around and boom, right down the mouth. So that's how that happened. And I remember that summer, I remember thinking, and I don't remember exactly when this song came out by Jonathan Waite, as I'm Missing You. But I remember thinking, I really did kind of miss her that summer. So that's what we're playing for you now, okay? So enjoy it.
Every Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. I ain't missing you at all. Since you've been gone away, I ain't missing you.
Okay, now, moving forward, again, this is would have still been in high school, and now, the song I'm going to play actually came out, I think it was released in, was it the last song in 1979 or the first song in 1980? It doesn't matter. But understand that the beginning of the second part of my life began in 1984, when I met an exchange student from Spain, and I had a crush on this girl beyond belief. I'm not exactly sure why, because now I think about it, there's nothing really special about her. I don't know. I can't remember. I have to call and ask one of my teachers, because I know, well, actually, the teacher I'd called about didn't like her much either. But she was just a really nice girl, and we had one date. And when I say date, of course, I mean in the conventional sense. I think we went to a pizza parlor. God, that sounds so 60s, doesn't it? But we went to a pizza parlor. We went to a pizza parlor. And then just walked around a lot and everything, and I was just madly in love with this girl. Now, did she know it? Absolutely not. She knew I liked her, of course, but she told me if I became an exchange student, I could come to Spain to see her. Well, in that instant, of course, I had to become an exchange student. I had no idea exactly what an exchange student was or the path upon which I was about to stroll, but I knew I had to see her again. And she was going to be leaving this summer. Everything happens in the summer. So I think we had our date, our one and only date. And it must have been April. And I know she was heading back to Spain in June. Now, of course, she'd been in the U.S. for a year. So I'd gotten to know her over the year, you know. There was nothing remarkable about it. As I go back, I keep thinking, what was it I liked? I don't know if it was because she was just different than everybody else or I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter, does it? I just had a really major... And by the way, I got to tell you, she's the only girl my own age I've had a crush on. I was always a big game hunter, you know? Older women. Always. But this girl, I think her name was... Well, does it matter? Yeah. Anyway. That summer, I actually went back up to Louisville just for her going away party. And she told me that, you know, she wanted me to come over to Spain and that she believed I had what it take to be an exchange student. And, man, oh man, she never kissed me. I never kissed her. It was nothing like that. This is just a pure kind of crush, the kind that's, I was so innocent and, compared to today's teens. I had no desire to touch her, quite frankly. I think I held her hand or something, but that was it. That's all I needed to do. You know, when I look at these kids today, you go to the amusement park and you see these kids damn near groping themselves, groping each other. It's disgusting. This wasn't like that at all. We wrote to each other for almost, maybe 8 months or so, which is a lot for a teenager. You know, we wrote almost every week. But eventually, of course, time moves on and I did become an exchange student, but I didn't go to Spain. But that was where it all began, I can tell you. I remember when I finally went to the powers that be and told them I was interested in becoming an exchange student. They thought I had some higher calling, and they didn't know. All I wanted to do was go see my girl again. That's all I really wanted. It didn't occur to me to maybe 2 months in the process that Spain was not going to be the best option for me. I wimped out, you know, and decided to go to Australia instead. But that's how it began. And so this song, which was one of the songs, believe it or not, that was played at her going away party, KC and the Sunshine Band, was it Please Don't Go, right? I got a couple of renditions of this song. I'm going to play the original one because it's really one of my favorites. But I still think about it from time to time. But why? Yeah, I don't know. Hope you enjoy this song.
I love you. Go.
Okay, moving forward now, moving from high school into young adulthood, not in California, and I was, dating. A lot of this comes down to women, but I'm telling you, I promise, this is not always going to come down to the girls. But when I was younger, it seemed that my life really did revolve around women. Oh, man. I'm more like my daddy than I thought, Anyway, what was inspired me? Why do I like this song? I met a couple of girls when I first came to California, a couple of women, and nothing special, I mean, I met them under very, how can I say this? Not exactly good circumstances. Most of the time, it was shopping in a grocery store and needing some help reading something, and there'd be somebody standing there. I swear I wasn't hitting on anybody. But every now and then, a conversation would strike up. This is before I realized it's much easier just to go to the employees of a store and just say, "Can you help me find this?" This is back when I, thought I could do anything on my own. I met a couple of nice ladies, but there was always something. There was always something wrong with them, I mean, I know this is going to sound strange, but when I first moved to California, I moved to San Diego. And not a very good part of San Diego either. And let's just say I came across some people that had a lot of problems. I didn't know it at the time, of course, but maybe they had drug problems or some kind of addictions or God knows what. And I would discover this. I was working at a food bank at one point. And, you meet people. Sometimes people who work at food banks are working there because they got busted for something. Now, I don't mean murder or anything, but, maybe torts or misdemeanors. You never know. So these aren't exactly the kind of... I know there are going to be a lot of people who hear this show who say, well, wait a minute, Mark, just because they had a misdemeanor, that I understand. But the particular people I'm thinking about did have... there was more there than you might think. So we'd go out. And, of course, in those days, going out meant going to Jack in the Box, which was a new thing to me back then. We didn't have Jack in the Box where I come from. And they, of course, California still didn't have a White Castle, which bothers me to no end, but that's a story for another day. Okay. But anyway, things would be going along, and then all of a sudden, they'd say things like, well, since I got out, or, since my release, I'm like, since your release? And even though they were nice, some of them were nice women, they always seemed to miss the mark. There was always something. I remember one woman who did not get out, by the way, who was not an ex-con or any of that stuff. I met her when I was going to school out here. And I really liked her, Nice, nice woman. We went out maybe three times. I think one time we even went to the mountains and actually hiked. God, I hated that day. I'll never forget it. But everything was going fine until we went down to, I think it was Ocean Beach, for those of you who know San Diego. And some woman walked up to us who I didn't know, who knew her, and gave her a kiss on the mouth. And I don't mean no, I mean a kiss on the mouth. I was like, damn! I couldn't believe it. To this day, I can't believe it. And it turns out they had dated, and they understand I'm a Midwestern boy, I never occurred to me that, so that didn't go very long for very far, for very far, for very long. So when I, the Shy Lights did a song, I don't know the year, but it was Have You Seen Her, which is a really nice song. Although it's in the past tense, as if a person, a guy had a great woman and had lost her through some stupid act of his own. And then MC Hammer came out with a cover song, which is the one I'm going to play for you. Same line, Have You Seen Her? But in this case, he's looking at it from the position of before you meet the right lady, that you're looking for the right kind of woman. And so I remember this song. Actually, this song, this version of the song came out after my issue with the kissing girl. But when I first heard this song, I remember going back at that in my mind, thinking, yeah, this would have been a great song to play back then. Anyway, it's one of my favorites, and here he is. I hope you enjoy it. It's MC Hammer. Have You Seen It?
put this tape in. I'm just gonna cruise down the road, look at the stars in the sky, and drift off into the sweet memories that I have of a love that my heart has been searching for so long. And I know somewhere, if I keep looking, that love I'll find. The picture grows clearer and clearer, from the back to the front of my mind. And like love, a love I know I'll have, the girl that I want, she'll be mine. She'll be fly and it'll last. I see her face that I can't let go. She's in my dreams and my heart, so let me know.
Have you seen her?
I'm looking for that love. She's a thought and a vision in my memory. I haven't met her, but tell me, where could she be?
Have you seen her?
I'm looking for that special love. Oh, love.
Song, which is a classic to me. I think it was released in 1985 by Alison Moyet, and this, I don't know why, but at the time this song was released, I truly thought it was a perfect song. I can't explain why. Maybe it was the party atmosphere that when I first heard it. This is the year when I was in Australia, and there was a lot of weird things going on, all good. A lot of growing pains, of course, as you would think. the fact that it was just everywhere. I don't know. It just, it came to signify something to me. I'm not exactly sure what. I know that when I hear it, it doesn't relate to any women specifically. But I remember that year with growing fondness, and this song would have to be the flagship song or the theme song of that year, which makes no sense whatsoever since no one ever treated me like I was invisible. Just understand, it was about three songs when I was over there that was released from the U.S. that took the charts by storm. So when I think of it, this is the song that comes to mind, and so I hope you like it. Doesn't have any particular, there's no story behind this, except that it was just one of those songs. I remember, well, I can tell you that I can remember a lot of parties I went to. Yes, I went to parties. I know it's hard to believe, but I used to actually go to parties. And this song was at every single one of them, so hope you like it. I know I do. One of the most difficult summers in my life had to be 1983 or 82. Must have been 83. And again, it could have been 84. I can't remember. But anyway, it's when I worked at Easter Seals and had to work with a lot of severely handicapped children and adults. I wanted to quit this job every day that after I took it. It was hot. It was in a place called Green Shores, I think. And believe me, there are no deserts in the Midwest. But this place, oh my God, it was worse than the desert. I've been in the desert. I've been in the Australian Outbacks. I've been in the whatever deserts we have here in California. God knows I've been stranded in Arizona in the desert. So believe me, I've been to some deserts. Is Arizona a desert? Well, I guess it must be. Anyway, and I can tell you that this particular summer, where it was 120 degrees in the shade and hot and bugs, and you had to change some of these people's diapers, and it was just a living nightmare, coupled with the fact that I was one of the youngest people to be what they call a camp counselor. And the things I saw, believe me, gave me nightmares for years to come. Anyway, I wanted to quit every day, and the man who had hired me, a truly great man in his own right, sad part, I can't remember his name. I know, I'm so crying. But I know that every day I went to get permission from him to quit, and he would never give it to me. If he had said, okay, Mark, you know, I know this is more than you bargained for, so I'm going to let you out, I would have gone home so quick. Man, I was ripped. Are you kidding? But he always said, you know, you can do this, and you're going to be fine, and go back in and just stay one more day. There wasn't much that made me happy that summer. But one thing that would happen is we would take these people on, hay rides and stuff. Yes, I had hay fever. So, you know, it was just, this was just against me. But anyway, somebody somewhere always had a radio or something. And every now and then the song Bridge Over Troubled Water would come on. You know, was it Simon and Garfunkel or something like that? And the song, for some reason, that summer gave me, it inspired me beyond belief to keep going. I don't know why, except that, well, I haven't heard the words in a while, but whatever it was, I think there must have been a week that I must have heard that song at least once a day. I don't know how, why. Was it prophetic? I don't know. But it actually happened. It didn't stop me from begging to get released from this, I want to say, hellhole, but I did. I held on. I didn't quit. And in fact, I went on to another camp a month later, which was even worse. Oh my God. But I digress. Anyway, this song, it got me through, again, the most difficult, probably the most successful summer I've ever had, because I learned a lot. I learned that I really don't like to change people's diapers. I don't like bugs. I don't like camping. Maybe I don't even like people. No. Anyway, here's Bridge Over Troubled Water. And this is for Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin's early, very early rendition of it. I think it's marvelous, and I hope you like it too, okay? Yeah, here we go. coming to the end. I'm going to do one more song for you, and I hope you really like it. Okay, so here's the story behind this one. Again, this comes back to women. It's going to sound really strange, but I actually dated a couple of girls that I didn't really know I was dating until after they broke up with me. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm so serious. And I mean, really, I know that sounds strange, and I know you're going to be thinking he must be out of his mind. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, they say boys don't grow up as fast as girls, and that's true. There's only been 3 times in my life, really, and the last one was the big one, where I truly was actually in a relationship, even a romantic one, and didn't know it. I know it sounds strange. I didn't know it until she said, "Are you ever going to kiss me? Are you going to kiss?" You know, no, I know when it happened. We were dating. We've been going dating for about maybe a month and a half. And somebody said we were out with one of her friends one of her girlfriends and her girlfriend's boyfriend. And they were talking about something. And we were walking down somewhere, and her arm was, this was out in California, of course. And I guess the other couple started kissing or something. I don't know. Maybe he kissed her or something. And she goes, "You know, when are you going to kiss your girlfriend?" And I thought, well, I said to her, "I don't have a girlfriend." She goes, and she jabbed me in the side and said, "Well, what do you think I am?" And I thought, what? I'm telling you. Looking back at it, it's adorable, isn't it? So, I mean, and then the first time so she said, "Are you going to kiss me or not?" And I've always had a problem with kissing. Maybe you're going to learn this from this thing, if nothing else. Anyway, so I remember we stopped. And I gave her and I couldn't stop laughing. I just couldn't keep from, I just thought, am I really going to, I didn't close my eyes or anything. And I just thought, I'm going to give her a kiss. And she got all upset. Kiss me. She goes, "Kiss me for real." And I said, "Look, hey, I kissed you. You know, what do you want?" It was just funny. And it really, you know, she didn't think it was funny. She, you know, I wasn't trying to be mean. It's just, the thought of kissing this woman just never crossed my mind. Yet we were friends, and I figured, you know, why change it? Why mess it up? Which, of course, it eventually did, you know. somebody wanted to call me, somebody recently called me clueless, and I guess she'd be right. I guess I am. But anyway, this is before that humiliating experience. Let's go back. So there were a couple of times in high school when I was actually dating girls and didn't really know it because I didn't see them that way until after, say, we broke up. They got mad at me and said, "Blah, blah, blah, I'm not your girlfriend." I'm thinking, well, when were you my girlfriend anyway? But there was one time that it happened, and I finally realized what had happened. And one of the reasons that she broke up with me is because she said I didn't like her enough. And liking her enough, I guess, meant, you know, I don't know, putting my arm around her or something. I don't know. You know, it's just, what can I say? I was a confused, mixed up teenager. Not mixed up like teenagers today are mixed up. I just wasn't thinking along those lines. Those of you who know me can know this is absolutely true. But anyway, when this song, I think the first time I heard this song anyway, when she was my girl by the Four Tops, I remember thinking of this particular one woman who had dumped me. Did she really dump me? I mean, I guess she did, because she said, we're done, we're through. And I'm thinking, we're through with what? But what it meant was, really, is that sometimes at lunch, she'd make cookies or something, and she'd bring me a couple or something. And I kind of liked that, you know. And I remember thinking, geez, no more cookies? That's all I could think. What can I say? Hey, listen, I'm going to stop. I hope you, this is the Four Tops when she was my girl. I hope you enjoyed this little stroll down Mark's memory lane, and if you like it, send me an email or some kind of feedback and let me know that I should keep doing it, okay? And remember to make a joyful noise. I hope you enjoy this song, and for anybody who wants to dump me in the future, please let me know if we're dating first, okay? Take care. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.
When she was my girl. I cared when she was mine.